Back, everybody. Hope you're having a really good Monday. I know I am because I'm with each and every one of you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to dive into the news that broke over the course of the long weekend. We've got Kash Patel being appointed to run the FBI. That guy is a wingnut, if there ever was one, and totally unqualified. We got Elon Musk threatening Alexander Vindman with no specifics whatsoever. We got Vindman firing back. We've got Donald Trump appointing Charles Kushner, good old Charlie Kushner, convicted felon pardoned by Trump, who once, this is like reported, okay? Charlie Kushner ordered or like got a prostitute to try to sleep with his, I think it was his wife's or his wife's brother. I will get to the details. It was really messed up. Yeah, that Charlie Kushner going to be the ambassador to France. We've got Pete Hegseth reports dropping over the weekend. When your mom calls you a terrible person in an email, like, I'm inclined to believe your mother, absent evidence to the contrary, of which I see none, as it relates to Mr. Hegseth. And if that wasn't enough, doubling down on the Pete Hegseth sounds like a debauched frat boy with no moral compass. Reports coming out again over the weekend that a whistleblower, when he was working at a nonprofit that's supposed to be supporting veterans issues, was drunk frequently at company events, took his staff to a strip club, had to be pulled down off the stage. I mean, holy cannoli. But wow, I was absolutely blown away yesterday when President Biden issued a blanket pardon for his son, Hunter. I think there was a lot of prognosticating about this, but Joe Biden had said consistently for a very long time that he would not pardon his son. He was asked that question numerous times specifically. He always said he would not pardon his son. He did so late yesterday. Also, just as a point of, you know, like frame of reference, if you're going to do this, why didn't you go ahead and do it on Thanksgiving when everybody was busy doing other things? You know, like you wait until Sunday night before everybody's ready to wake up and talk about news on Monday morning. I don't get it. I would really like to know your opinions about the Hunter Biden pardon. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Should Joe Biden have pardoned his son Hunter? There's two pending criminal cases against Hunter Biden. One is the criminal case relating to the gun form he filled out while he was addicted to drugs. And one of the questions when you buy a gun is, are you addicted to drugs? And he checked no, and he was. So he lied on the form. That is a federal crime. The other one is his failure to pay taxes for a number of years while he was in the throes of addiction. He subsequently paid all the tax that he owed with penalties, but there is a criminal case proceeding against him. The pardon goes beyond that. It's not just as to the conduct relating to each of these criminal cases. It applies to any conduct at all, charged, may have been charged, could be charged, don't know about yet, might, whatever, for a 10-year period of time from December 1st 2014 to December 1st, 2024. The only time in modern American history that I am aware of that a blanket pardon such as that was issued was when Gerald Ford issued such a blanket pardon for any conduct President Nixon had committed during criminal conduct, known or unknown, prosecuted or unprosecuted, during the time that Nixon was in the White House. So definitely want to get your opinions on all of this. We're going to start with Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, what do you have to say this afternoon? Feel free to comment on the tariff discussion or whatever you'd like. But I do want to hear from you, Mark, about the Biden pardon of his son, Hunter.
Well, I think, you know, Joe Biden is reasonably thinking what's going to happen to his son after he leaves office with the Trump, you know, going after, you know, that I heard from a mag over this weekend. Oh, you know, Trump Biden, the laptop, you know, all Hunter Biden's crimes, you know, Ukraine, his, you know, Burisma, and he's probably, you know, taking defensive action here because who knows what, you know, Trump would be willing to do to Hunter Biden with his really weaponized Justice Department. The Justice Department has not been weaponized against Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been committing crimes consistently for his entire life, and now some of the chickens have come home to roost, but they're not going to roost because of inaction on Merrick Garland and that the inability to, you know, put this guy up for all the crimes he's committed. For the tariff things, I can remember back in, I think it was even in eighth grade talking in history class, the reason we had tariffs in this country in the early days of the Republic is that Alexander Hamilton was interested in getting American manufacturing going. I think one of the stories I can remember reading is that George Washington was upset that he couldn't get an American-made suit to wear for his inauguration.
Yes.
He really
yes.
wanted to do that.
There was like a black market suit maker that he had to order one, and he wore it. There's like two different pictures of him. There's like the famous one or portraits with his black suit on. That was actually like the legal one that he got from Britain. And then there was an American-made fine men's tailor black market suit that he wore in a different portrait. But go on, Mark. Yeah, you're right on point.
And tariffs are just going to cost the American people more and more money. That Donald Trump does not seem to understand this. Is, and maybe he does understand it, but just doesn't care. And people, any, you know, that was just in history class when I was a kid. And we know that the costs get passed on. That's the whole reason of doing it, is to make the, you know, move the manufacturer into this country and make it more expensive for the imported goods. And for Donald Trump, what? I mean, Donald Trump is a screaming warning that has given up, you know, that there's one that picked up in Federal 67 where, you know, he's going to be like an Oriental potentate, you know, with a sparkling diadem on his head and murdering janissaries to issue out from his, you know, at his order. And who knows if he'll even just have a harem in the White House now that the wife is not going to be living in.
Yeah, it's very problematic, Mark. And just as a point of reference, after Donald Trump's 2017 tariffs and the retaliatory tariffs that were put into place by China, the EU, India, Canada, Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. U.S. agricultural exports, okay, saw a 76% reduction in their value of exportation to China. That's 76% down. EU agricultural exports went down 42%. So the threat is real. But I do want to, again, get back to this pardon, Cam. Always nice to see you on my caller list. What do you have to say about the Biden pardon of his son, Hunter?
That's more than I think I talked to my mom now this Thanksgiving. Not that she did anything wrong. She was like, I'm watching TV. Call later. Okay, so first, I hope you had a decent enough Thanksgiving and you talked about all the food that you were going to enjoy.
I did. Thank you, Cam.
That's good to hear. So with the pardon, something that I'm still trying to scrape together information for is point of reference for other presidents when they would typically hand out controversial pardons. And
they do them in a batch. There's a big dump of pardons. It's happened before. Bill Clinton pardoned his brother. Other Republican presidents have pardoned members of their family, but they usually do it in a batch in the very last days of their presidency. Hunter Biden was coming up for sentencing, I think, next week or the week after. So, and one of the things that Joe Biden wanted to avoid, and I think the timing reflects this, is the pre-sentence investigation report. So before anyone that has been convicted, and remember, Hunter Biden pled guilty to the gun charge. Before the sentencing occurs, the federal government prepares a pre-sentence investigation memo that basically talks about the circumstances surrounding the crime and also the federal government's view of whether or not the person is likely to offend. And it kind of explains why the federal government is asking for X, Y, or Z sentence. Go on, Cam. Sorry. But that's the background there. That's why the timing is what it is.
No, that's great. I appreciate that because it helps give more context without me stammering over it pretty hard. I think what I was trying to figure out was why. So aside from the sentencing for next week being a relevant date, why or what else does he have up his sleeve or his team have up his sleeve right now for what they want to do? Because if it were me, the Hunter Biden thing would be either great to slip under the rug after you do something else that's even bigger, or use it to cover up doing something else. And I don't mean it in a conspiracy hat sort of way, but the Dems, for the most part, have been taking a lot of this transition, laying down, getting kicked in the ribs over and over. And when Trump visited him at the White House recently, he had the old man grin, the knowing old man grin when talking to Trump.
I think there's so much going on in the news with the appointments and things. Again, the timing was entirely about the sentencing that's coming up and avoiding publication of the pre-sentence investigation report, I believe. I have Biden's statement. I'm going to read portions of that because I think it's really important. Joe Biden in the pardon wrote this, and this is the pardon memorandum that usually accompanies most pardons. I've watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser. People are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. All of that is true. Any frontline federal prosecutor will tell you they have rarely, if ever, most of them never, ever, ever have charged a standalone gun form crime as what happened in this case, and the same for non-payment of taxes so long as you have made the federal government whole. I'm going to read a couple of other really important portions from Joe Biden's statement. When we come back, we're going to continue to take your calls and thoughts about the Biden pardon of his son, Hunter, that came down last night, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Your thoughts and texts next on the Joe Biden pardon, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, yeah, yeah. Paint a picture with my hand.